We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Lunush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shumos Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey. We've discussed the minimum amount for Truma. Now we're going to discuss the maximum amount. Hamarba Betruma. Person wants to give more than, let's say, 2%, more than 1/40 even. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Echon Me'asara Ketrumas Maser. He can give up to 10%. Just like Trumas Maser, which the Levi gives, he gives 10% from his Maser Rishon to the Kohen. So there is a precedent for Truma being 10%. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can even gain regular Truma up until 10%. Yes, and Mikam, let's say he gave more. Let's say I separated out 11%. So now I have a problem, because I have in this mixture, that extra 1% doesn't have the status of Truma, it's Tevil. So what should I do with this 11% where I have a mixture, I have some of its Truma and one and a little bit of its Tevil? Yasena Trumas Maser L'makom Acher. What you should do is, you should, anyway, this mixture is usher to a czar, to a non-Kohen. You may as well make the whole thing Truma. So how am I going to do that? So, well, 10%, right? The 10% is Truma. The extra 1%, which is Tevel, this is what you do. Call that Trumas Maser on Makom Acher, on another pile. I have another pile of grain. That grain, separate out some Maser Rishon. You're not a Levi, but we're following the opinion that even the regular owner can separate out the Trumas Maser. So now what you're going to do is that this extra 1% will be Trumas Maser on that other pile. That is your solution. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mechtza Chulin, Umechtza Truma. Rabbi Shmuel says, he says like this. He says, you want to talk about maximum limit for Truma? Aha, it's higher than 10%. Person can separate Truma up to the point where you have in your pile half Chulin and half Truma. So the maximum is half. Whatever your pile is, he learns from the Pasuk Reishis Deganacha, the first of your grain. So what does it mean, the first Reishis? It means that you have a Reishis and then you have a remaining produce, which is your grain. So the Truma can be no larger than the amount of produce that remains. So therefore, if I have that amount, so that's sufficient. Dio, as the Bar Tanura quotes, Dio L'Reishis She'iyah K'Dagan. So it's enough that the ratius is equal to the amount of dagan that I have. That is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So Rabbi Eliezer says 10% maximum. Rabbi Shmuel says 50% of what you have. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Omim, Achi, Shayer, Shom, Chulin. You can do even more than 50%. As much shum as you like, as long as there's some Chulin left. You don't need, you don't need half. You need what we call shiareha nikarim, that the remainder is noticeable. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon understand what's racious. Racious means that there has to be something remaining. How much has to be remaining? Any little bit that remains is going to be sufficient. Perek, Dalid, Mishnah, Vav. Now, we mentioned in the first parak that I'm supposed to separate Truma Ba'omid by estimating. So, but when it comes to Maser and Trumas Maser, then the Torah has a fixed amount. It has to be 10%. It's 1 out of 10. So there, we should try to use, not estimate, but rather we should measure properly. And by measuring properly, how do we make sure that I'm really getting 1%? Now, 10%. What's the problem? So the problem is that, if I count fruit, that may not take into account everything that I need to think about, especially for the fact that in the summer, the fruit dries. So it could be that I have 100 figs in a barrel. It could be that, yes, it's true that at one point taking, 2%, or let's say 10% of that would be 10 figs. That may be true, but it could be later on that within that barrel that it could be that the 10% of the whole is going to be a different number based on the amount that is able to actually fit into that barrel after they've dried and they shrink. So we're going to explain that in the Mishnah. Bishlosha Prakim Misharim Esal Kalkala. There are three stages during the summer. A person has to evaluate how many fruits of the basket can hold. What are the three times of the year? Babakuros, the time of the early fruits, when they're large, and the basket, of course, holds the smallest number of fruit. uvasiyafos, from like so the later fruits, when they're actually at their smallest, and it holds that they've shrunk the most, and now that holds the larger number, ubeemtza hakayitz, and in the middle of the summer when they're medium size, and it holds a medium amount. So that are the three times that I'm supposed to check. And of course, we could have a time, let's say earlier in the season, it holds 100 fruits. And then later on, let's say in the middle of the summer, it can hold a little bit more, let's say 110. And then at the end, right, so the first time, so 10% would be your miser. But afterwards, in the middle of summer, let's say, then 11, I shouldn't 10%, 10 fruits will be your miser. And then if it's 110, so 11 fruits will be your miser. Let's say the end of the summer, it's 100 and it's able to hold more than that, 120. So 12 fruits are going to be your miser. So it's important to appraise, important to assess the amount of fruit that it holds, so I know how much fruit to actually give as maaser. The Mishnah then says, Hamone Mishubach, the person who counts the number, measures by number. So that person is certainly more praiseworthy than a person who estimates. B'dieved, yes, if you estimate it even maaser, it's acceptable. But of course, if you count the number, that is praiseworthy. But v'hamoded, a person who measures the volume, mishubach mimenu, is even more praiseworthy. Why? Because counting gets me into trouble sometimes, right? Counting doesn't take into account different sizes of figs. It's true that different stages we're going to check how many figs are in the basket, but it could be some are more wrinkled than others. And if I just take a certain number, that may not be the precise 10%. So that's why volume is a better measurement. The hashokel, but wait, mishubach mishlashton. That is the best of all, the most precise of all, because even when you measure by volume, it doesn't take into account spaces between the fruits. If I weigh, that's not affected by spaces, and that is the most praiseworthy of all.